And thank you for joining us today in downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message from our assistant pastor, Miguel Paredes.
I'm going to be speaking about fasting today, over the surface, nothing deep or anything like that. But I want to encourage you to fast. You know, if the Lord puts it in your heart, sometimes God's not going to put it in your heart. Sometimes you just know that you need to fast. So I want to know, anyone here, raise your hand if there's been a time that you were dealing with a certain circumstance in your life that the Lord moved you to pray and fast and you saw an immediate outcome due to that. Amen. Few people. Now, who was that? Sister Kim? You raised your hand? Can you give a 2-minute testimony of that? You see, I like putting people like her in the spot. This is Sister Kim. She's one of our elders, and she is an amazing woman. And I know she's not going to pass 5 minutes.
I was, for a while there, unfortunately, I was hurt by the church. Long story, don't worry about it. Point being is, I loved God, but I told God I didn't like his church. And so for a while, we were having church together, a few of us, and really having a good time. It was a time just to heal. But point being is, I was listening to International House of Prayer, and the gentleman said, Mr. Dawson said that we don't ask enough for grace. We need grace. So I went out there and I started asking for grace, Lord. I said, oh, God, I would like grace. Thank you for grace, you know, and I just prayed and prayed. And then God put it on my heart I needed to fast for a week. I said, okay, God, I will fast for a week. And I was so excited that when I got back in my prayer closet that this something fantastic was going to happen. And I fasted for a week. And during that week, God was showing me grace. I mean, total showing me grace. An example is I was going to go to work. I didn't have my seatbelt on because I was leaning forward to see the traffic coming, and I was pulled over. But God gave me grace. I didn't get a ticket. That was grace. And so I went through the week, and I was excited to get into my prayer closet. I got into my prayer closet, and I started praying, and God started showing me all the events through the week that he was showing me grace. And he wouldn't have done that if I wouldn't have fasted. I wouldn't have been able to see that. And as he was showing me, he told me in a very powerful way. He said, Kim, I show you grace. You need to show my church grace. And I began to weep and I began to cry. And I understood after that what he meant. But it took me into prayer. It took me into having to fast. And it took me going back into prayer to find my answer. Was that the answer I was looking for? Oh, my goodness, no. I was looking for some fantastic revelation. But he was bringing me to the point where, Kim, you have to understand you have to have grace. And so that became a big healing in my life. But that was my time of fasting.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I must say something here. I haven't spoken to Kim. I know many of you have heard my testimony of one time years ago that the Lord spoke to me to fast for 10 days. Okay, so I fasted for 10 days, and it was a fast of, you know, some juices here and there, water, for those 10 days. So no foods, no solid foods, or just liquid. And after I finished my fasting, I felt like, okay, I'm going to get this power from on high kind of thing. And what ended up happening was a soft rebuke from the Lord. And this is what he said to me. You fasted because you wanted power and not because you wanted to be more like my son Jesus, which is very similar to what God shows sister, my sister over here right now. It's the fact that there are times that our hearts are not in the right place. Our motives are not right. Yeah, we were obedient. Yeah, I fasted because the Lord wanted me to. And in her case, God said, you need to show more grace. In my case, God was letting me know, you need to humble yourself. You know, this is not about power. This is not about might. This is not about what you can do. You know, you need to fast and you need to have your heart in the right place. And I learned so much from that experience, but I find it funny how the Lord, he couldn't tell me that in the beginning. He kind of let me go through those 10 days and then tell me that. But let me show you something, because a lot of times when we express these kind of things that God brings a correction, many times we don't believe that God speaks that way. But let me take you to scripture. In Hebrews 12:6, it says, "For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his own, as his child." Proverbs 3:11 also says, "My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you." You see, God, he loves us that much that he will bring correction. Just like you love your child when you're growing up, you know, if your child, son or daughter did something that was incorrect, you will find a way to correct that. Not necessarily all the time with a spanking or raising your voice, but in a loving way, say, "Hey, this is not the way you do things." You know, fasting is very important for a believer. You know, many times we want spiritual breakthroughs and God to come in with fire and lightning and do things on our behalf. But sometimes it's a part that we need to pray. And fasting is a pattern that God has put in place for us. Even Jesus Christ himself will speak about fasting often. Let me show you right here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 through 18, I'll read. It says, "And when you fast, don't make it obvious, as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that this is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair, wash your face, then no one will notice that you are fasting except your heavenly Father, who knows what you do in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you." You see, the word reward is very important. When you fast, there is a reward that comes with that fasting. Now, we don't fast to get a reward. Of course, if you see certain things happening in your home and you're trying to say, "Okay, Lord, I've been praying, I've been reading your word, I've been trying to figure out what's going on here. I don't find any solution to this matter." It could possibly be that you need to fast, because this is something very spiritual that you're dealing with, and it's not necessarily something in the physical, but in the spiritual realms. And in my case, there's been many times I've fasted when the Lord speaks to me to do it, and there are times that it's obvious that it's time to fast. And at times I fast and I don't see any results. But then later on you realize, whoa, I remember I was going through this. It could have been that the solution came after that prayer, after that fasting. And it's just something to consider. I want to point you guys to consider fasting, because many times we Christians, we shy away from fasting. We believe that was an Old Testament thing, when the New Testament speaks quite frequently about fasting. And I remember growing up as a child, I will hear it over and over again about fasting. That should not be in scripture anymore. That was for the Old Testament. And I say to myself, it's interesting, because I don't think the enemy will tell you to go fast. You understand? And at times you're not gonna feel a tingling sensation from heaven that's gonna tell you, "My son, my daughter, fast." It's something that at times may sound controversial, but the fact is, as believers, Jesus said himself, you must put of your own effort. You must take out of your own time to fast. You understand? So it's not something that he's going to invite you necessarily to do. It's something that sometimes your circumstances, you're going to look around and you have, for example, in my home, you know, I always mention my kids. I mean, you get my kids also. But my kids are very electric. So sometimes when I see them overly hyper, out of nowhere, what I try to do, I try to retrace my steps. I try to say, what's going on here? Because they're not themselves today. They're way too wired up. So I try to see, okay, what did they eat today? I noticed a pattern with one of them, with Michael Caleb, the one we call Wooby. He cannot eat donuts, because donuts wire him up. And he starts, he's like, woo! And he's like wired up. And he'll start jumping. And so it gets kind of freaky, because it's like, that's not my son. You understand? But my point is this, that when you retrace your steps and you see, wait a second, what happened here? Why is this happening? And you're praying over a matter, and you're praying and no solution. I tell you, you must consider fasting. Consider it, because it's something, the way I wrote it here, I wrote it this way. Fasting is a weapon that we use in the natural to overcome strongholds in the spiritual realms. It really is. And when you fast, have in mind, it's not for power. It's not for looking good in front of people like we just read. It's not for favor. It's not for anything else but obedience. You understand? When you're fasting, whether you heard from God or not, you're being obedient to His word. And one of the things that I could tell you about fasting, no one really ever wants to do it. But once you begin, you get empowered as you fast. I remember when I was 17 years old, when I started dating Bessie, the Lord spoke to me through a missionary from Puerto Rico. And during that time, I really never fasted. And he prayed for me, and he touched my stomach. He says, the Lord is preparing your stomach to be able to fast, in Spanish. He told me that in Spanish. He's going to prepare you, because you're going to be someone that's going to be fasting on a regular basis. So when I first began to fast, of course, you know, in that time I had a little bit of a anemia. And I would shake. Anytime I wouldn't eat, I would shake a lot. And I remember when I first started fasting, I didn't get that. It was something supernatural really took place in my life. And even now, if I don't eat for long periods of time, I'll get shaky. I get real shaky and I get a little dizzy. But when I say I'm going to fast, something supernatural happens to me. I could go fasting without anything up to 3 days, okay? And I'm not saying that for any other reason, but to let you know that when God gives you a word, He really backs up His word. Now, I know there are physical conditions. My mom is one that I could tell you she's a spiritual, I mean, she is a warrior in the things of the Lord. But my mom is a person that really doesn't fast much. And when she fasts maybe an hour or two. She can't go really without eating much. But this is a woman that has had a lot of results because of her walk with the Lord, and in particular, prayer and fasting. And we all need to ask the Lord, because He knows our hearts. Okay, Father, if you want me to fast, how do you want me to do it? What do you want me to fast? Because nowadays we have so many different distractions, not like back in the days. Nowadays, the internet is more powerful than food for us. You see what I'm saying? So probably you need to not just pray and fast in the sense of letting go of your food and your drink, but maybe you need to fast the internet. Or maybe you need to fast everything altogether, really, because when you fast, you're really supposed to just, in a way, find a time of isolation, really, to be by yourself with the Lord. If you read the word, there are many times in the scripture that you see prayer, fasting, and weeping. It's like they all go together, and you might wonder, why weeping? What triggers it? Do I have to make myself weep? Not at all. When you spend time with the Lord, He will put in your heart the things that you ought to pray. And you'll find yourself, in constant dialogue with the Lord. And He will highlight certain things, certain people, certain needs, situations. Next thing you know, you're weeping before the presence of the Lord, because you get to feel a little bit of what that person is feeling as you pray. You see, so I could tell you the truth. When I fast, it almost feels like I'm in the air, light. You feel so good, because it's a level of intimacy with the Lord that you experience at that moment that really makes you feel like you could touch the Lord. You understand? And it's something that I recommend for everyone. There's someone here that God has been dealing with you concerning fasting. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Consider it. Say, okay, Lord, you want me to fast? How do I fast? And put a sign to Him. Say, okay, and take notes, because He might show you how to fast, how long to do it, how to do it. And also have a note. Say, Lord, if there are people in particular you want me to pray for as I fast, and just write it down. You'll find yourself getting closer and closer to the Lord. And let me tell you, you'll see breakthroughs after breakthroughs. I cannot pinpoint specifically times that I've gotten a breakthrough because of fasting, because in my life, in my spiritual walk, it's been a regular part of my walk with the Lord. But there's been times, I tell you, I've prayed for certain things, and it happens right away. And I believe it's due to the fact that we have a consistent prayer life and a consistent fasting life. Again, I'm not here to condemn anybody. But as believers, I really think we're missing out on so much when we don't consider fasting. And I was going to share a testimony with one of my role models from New York. She's a missionary. Her name is Sister Bienvenida. I've spoken about her many times before here when I preached. I mean, you walk with this lady, you get to experience God in a way that you probably don't typically experience, because this woman is constantly in prayer. She's a single woman, and she's constantly praying. God reveals to her things that you just say, wow. There was one time years ago in the church that she's in that the Lord put in her heart to tell the pastor. I mean, not that he just put in her heart feeling. I'm talking about God specifically spoke to her to tell the pastor and the congregation to fast for one day on a Friday. And I believe she said from 6 to 12, just a few hours. And what she told me was, the Lord told me to speak to the pastor and tell him that there was something that God wants to prevent from happening, something extremely serious, and he needs the pastor to announce it to the church to pray and fast on this particular day for this particular amount of hours. And she said, this is specifically what the Lord asked. I tell you, they know this lady for many years, and when you know somebody like this for many years that has always been accurate, I'm not saying sometimes, I'm saying 100% of the time accurate. I can understand sometimes we miss the mark because we want to hear from God. Sometimes we think we heard and we didn't. And we probably got an impression and we take it as a rhema word of God or something. We declare it and it doesn't happen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a clear word from God. I heard the Lord tell me this. Go to the pastor and tell him this. You see? So what happened was the word was not taken serious. It was not taken serious. I believe, and I'm not mistaken, the very next day after the fast was supposed to happen, the pastor's granddaughter passed away. A little tiny baby, a toddler. The mom put her in the tub, and she got distracted with a phone call, and she drowned in her own house. If I tell you that, you might say, that's a little bit extreme. God wouldn't allow that to happen. Think again, because the Lord that we serve warns ahead of time. He even gives us dreams at times to warn us of things to come so we could pray. We could even fast to prevent certain things. Now, I'm not one to go point the finger and say, well, that didn't happen. Well, or even say, oh, that happened because of this. That's not my job. My job is to inform. But we have to be honest to ourselves and realize that this walk of faith cost Jesus everything. You think the devil is playing games with us? The Bible says he came to steal, kill, and destroy. In other words, he's never resting. And when I say that, you know, he has his army. He has his demons. You know, so as believers, especially here in America, we take it so lightly, the things that the Bible teaches, and we settle for the American dream. When God didn't call us to be happy. Did God call us to be happy? He called us to be holy. And being holy is going to cost. When you serve God, he tells you, you know, you need to deny yourself. You need to pick up your cross and you need to follow me. So therefore, the things of this world should not call our attention like the word of God should call our attention. So when you become a believer, you're held to a different standard. You're held to a high calling. So if God says fast, fast. If he says pray, pray. If he says, listen, give so-and-so this message, you give so-and-so this message. Because if we take it lightly, it could hurt other people. And guess what? One day, as believers, we're going to sit before Christ. And we're going to be held accountable for the things he's put in our hands and the things he told us to do that we took for granted. You see, it doesn't mean you lost your salvation. We're not talking about that. But we will be held accountable even when we get to heaven. Okay? So let's be faithful here. Let's be obedient. Let's not take the word of God for granted. There are many victories that we yet have not experienced because we have not gone deeper, because we have put feelings in the way of things that God says. If God tells you, look, fast, don't ask for anybody's opinion, just go and do it. You know, when you think about this, I've been feeling God, nah, that's Old Testament. Oh, okay. And then you left it like that. Fasting is a weapon. It could break strongholds. The only weapon that I believe that could break strongholds is fasting. There are many people that are struggling, men that are struggling with images and things that come out on the internet. Okay? There are many marriages that are at stake. There are many people that have strongholds that they're battling since they were kids. And the only way that you can break through could be with prayer and fasting. You bring it before the Lord. Lord, I can't do this with my own strength, but I know you can. And you keep at it. I'm not saying to go 40 days and 40 nights, but I'm saying ask God, what do you want me to do? Consider that. And take it from someone that has tasted this world, this realm. I have seen the hand of God in my life on a consistent basis because of things like this. And many of us here sometimes don't get our prayers answered. It could be for this little recipe right here. You know, it's like the whole thing in the Bible when people talk about speaking in tongues. There's a lot of debate about speaking in tongues. And it is because this is that powerful. Now, I don't want to make anybody feel guilty because they don't speak in tongues. But I could tell you, it's real. When I received tongues, nobody laid hands on me. I was just worshiping God and boom, right there. When I was looking for it, it never happened. I went like a maniac. I fasted for it. Nothing happened. I went like a maniac going to church to church to church for they could lay hands on me. Nothing happened. This one particular pastor said, oh, you got to come this Sunday to my church and God's going to give it to you. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to. And then they pray for me. I'm like this. They try and pray for me. Nothing happened. And you know what the pastor said to me? Oh, son, there's something wrong with you. He said, something wrong with me. I was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. And I just said to myself, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to wait on you. When it's your time, it's your time. You know, and one day during worship in New York, I was just worshiping God. And at one point, I didn't understand what I was saying. I was like, I kept trying to praise God. And it was a whole bunch of different things coming out. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm talking in tongues. And forget it. Now, I was crazy because every time I wanted a church to come to speak in tongues, not understanding that that's something that can happen anywhere. You know, so please, that's all I have for you today. I just wanted to tell you, consider fasting. It is a powerful tool that God uses in the spiritual realms to break strongholds. It really is. Amen? Let us rise. See, Wednesday nights is a little bit complicated because you don't want to, you know, go over. You want to be invited again. But I do want to say, if anyone needs prayer, if anybody needs prayer concerning this matter, we can pray for you. Anytime this service here, the altars are open, even though we may not have anybody here, you need prayer, you come to the front, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Before we pray, I just want to give a quick announcement, because I know I don't get to mention this to you guys very often. My Tap Me, You Need Prayer ministry has really flourished, really flourished. And it just shows you that God is faithful. Right now in Asia, we have hundreds of churches that have joined. Remember, we had 600 churches that joined us when before I went to India. We had 600 churches that joined us. But now, ever since I've been back, it's been back like around 2.5 months, we've gotten a few hundred churches to join us. And we have three pastors that have made it of, they have put of their part to go to the surrounding churches, leaving 10 shirts with each pastor for the church to go outreach. And they have done what has not happened here yet. People are coming to Christ by the dozens over there. And remember, over there, people are getting killed for being Christians. They're getting thrown in jail for being Christians. And meanwhile, the majority are young kids. Young teenagers are the majority over there, because over there the Christians, And that side of the town is a first generation of Christians. And they're all young people. They're going to the streets with their shirts, ministering and bringing people to Christ and also reconciling people back to the Lord. So I am praying for that same revival, because that's what a revival is, to happen here in America. And I know I don't get the opportunity to tell you guys often, but God is doing a great work. He really, really is. And right now we're weekly sending money over there for they could continue to print the shirts, because it's not enough. Oh, I mean, it's like every week we're sending money and they have a shortage of shirts. And our goal for this year, and I'm trusting before the end of the year, we're planning to plant a church in the Himalayas, okay? And God is doing something great. And when He opens the door, we got to go in it. We can't fear. We can't worry about the finances. We just got to trust that God is in it. So I want you to know that God is doing something. You don't hear about it. Don't think that nothing's happening. Something's happening. Something mighty is happening. God is good. And opportunities are opening up. This year, we're going to go for 9/11. We're going to be going to the White House, in Washington, D.C. Sorry, I got blank there. And so we're on the move. God is opening doors. Right now, I'm going to be next month in New York City preaching on a Sunday over there, talking about the whole ministry as well. So God is opening doors, and we just got to go in them. So thank you for your support. This church has been number one support for our ministry. We have a couple of sponsors here that has constantly been sponsoring some of the churches in Asia, even in the Dominican Republic. And right now, we're about to send a few shirts to Puerto Rico. So God is opening doors. God is opening doors. So, Father, we just thank you because you're good. You're a faithful God. There's no one like you. There will never be anyone like you. And we're so thankful that we're part of your kingdom. Now, we pray, my God, that the words that have been spoken today may have not fallen on deaf ears, that we may really consider fasting and prayer. My God, that we may, my God, just present this matter before you. Lord, if there's a circumstance that any of my brothers and sisters are dealing with, that they don't know any solution to it, Father, if they need to fast, show them. And show them the immediate response so they can know that that's what needed to be done, Lord. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you because you are a good God. You are the best God. There's no other but you, Lord. And I am excited to be part of your kingdom and part of your family, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, bless my brothers and sisters. Amen. And by the way, we're up to 10 different languages now. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Say hi to your brothers. Make sure you fellowship. Buy something in Hebrews Cafe and enjoy yourselves. Bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that today's message has made an impact on your life and has helped you move closer to the heart of the Father. For more Grace Tabernacle resources, or if you desire further counseling or prayer, please feel free to contact us at 352-748-3255 or visit us on the web at gracetab.org. Have a blessed day.